Welcome everyone, here is Stephen Mager, Center for the Study of Truth. Stephen Mager, your host. Before we start, I want to remind about our website www.stephenmager.com. You can find all the content there in English also, and a lot of links to resources and books that I post in my platform. And we also accept donation. If you have something to donate, we will be happy to involve our platform and to make more content and more high quality that we can. We need your cooperation for that. So you can enter to the website and you can donate from PayPal and from Bit, or you can contact in email that about my services I provide in the website also. Today we'll start a topic, how to decode our self mysteries through esoteric studies. I remind our website is speak about the topics like the occult science, esoteric traditions, mind control techniques, and what really is going on in our world, how we can discover the truth and what is truth really means that people not understand. And we will also will touch about this topic in this presentation as well. So we'll start the presentation that calls the decode self mysteries through esoteric studies. This is the first part. I will speak about the next part also. I will start with part one. So what is true is what is really true? True is something objective. We cannot be arbiters of truth. We cannot say this is my truth, this is your truth. Truth is exist objectively and is not based on our perception and our mind, and whatever we think is real and true, it doesn't mean it's really true. It's just a perception. The perception is a lens that we use as a tool to see and to be enlightened with truth. Any being that true isn't subjective or based on perception of an individual is not based on perception. It's simply which it is, what occurred in the past, and what occurs in the present moment. We can realize what events happen in the past and what events happen in the present, and this is the true. This is what true it is. If we speak about this theoretically, okay. So this is just a singular way how is really things actually are. How is working the nature? Have one true and singular. How is really the things working? And our perception need to be in enlightenment with this true, and our mind need to be enlightened with this true, with this singular true. This is forever will remain the true and always was and forever will be. Okay, the true is one. Sorry, the true is one exist, and our mission here is that our perception need to be enlightened with this truth. Okay, we need to discover her through the trivium process that I recover in my previous videos. That is extremely important that people understand how they need to think in the right way and how they need to study in the right way, that they can discover the truth in the right way. In self-studies, in logic, in grammar, logic, rhetoric. And this is the three steps I speak about the trivium in my past videos. In my previous videos, I encourage you to see the previous videos that you more understand what we speak about today in this presentation. So, the frequency, I want to show you something very interesting, that the frequency of the perception and the truth, that if you see the line, the straight line, this is represent the truth, the natural laws. You can call it as a God consciousness, okay? This is something that enlight all the time with the truth, and this stay all the time straight line. And our perception is interacting in some points, but you see the frequency, how much frequently our perception is interact with this truth. And you see, if you have lower consciousness, of human being is lower consciousness, that he interact less than someone with higher higher frequency of consciousness, that he interact more with truth and justice and freedom in the natural laws and the truth, okay? So if you're more high frequency, that you more frequently interact with truth, okay? So you can see as a frequency, that is interesting how you see that we all the time in our daily lives, sometimes we go to the left brain all the day to figure out numbers and use our logic and intellectual skills, so we forget the right brain. Yani, so we just like our brain go to the beta frequency, that we more active and we not interact with truth, we not interact with who we really are, okay? We sometimes go, but we need to we need to understand how the pattern work in our reality, and this is really interesting to see how the frequency is working through our consciousness if we connect to our core self. Because of that, I make meditations in daily basis, because I put myself in the middle. I need to ground myself and to be connect to myself in the core, in my core, okay? Because sometimes our daily basis, we go to the intellectual and logical thinking most of the day, and our brain go to the lower frequencies, okay? So if you see this, it's very interesting. It's like a higher frequency of consciousness and lower frequency of consciousness. You can see it like this. So perception is not our true reality. Perception is a tool to bring our awareness, enlightenment with objective truth and natural law. As you see in the picture, two people, they don't understand what is that number, 6 or 9. They have a dual perception, okay? But the perception is not the truth itself. This is a tool that we can bring our awareness with in the same line with objective truth that exists, the natural law also. And if we broke out the word perception, in Latin, per is through, and Latin verb sipere is take in, to understand. Okay? Through and take in, to understand. That not means this is the truth if it's my perception or your perception or whatever. This is just a tool to understand the truth, to arrive to the enlightenment with objective truth and discover the natural law. So the truth is discoverable. The truth is only discoverable. You cannot change the truth. It's not changeable. You just can discover that through your mental skills that we speak about. Many times speak about the Trivium. Also, again, I say the Trivium because it's extremely important to understand the tool to discover the truth by ourselves as an individuals, and not to listen to someone who say maybe is true because he's scientist or a teacher or whatever he is. It's not means he hold the truth, okay? This is our own responsibility to discover the truth about ourselves as an individuals with our skills we have and the tools we have. But the problem, people don't have these tools. They don't know exist these tools because they not teach. This is very ancient method of study that never ever some school teach through this method of study, because it's extremely important and now is unveiled. You can see and you can understand what it is, and you can apply to your life to understand how you can reach the real wisdom in your life through your actions, that based on your knowledge and your understanding from that knowledge, proper knowledge, not some bullshit someone tell you in the news or in the school or in the university or whatever it is, okay? So and this contains the knowledge about the human consciousness and how it works, the human psychic, to understand the human psychic and how it works, and the knowledge of the laws of nature that is inherent in spiritual principles that govern the consequences of human behavior, okay? This is include the human consciousness knowledge and the how the real psychic human psychic works, and how the laws of nature operates, and how the nature is operates, how reality is operates, everything is operates, how ourselves is operates, and also the inherent spiritual principles that govern the consequences of human behavior, that people not understand that they bring their suffer by themselves, by the consequences of their behavior, of their immoral behavior, because the moral relativism, because people think the moral is something subjective that they can argue with, or this can change from place to place. They will speak about this in this presentation also. But I want to say that truth is only discoverable, and we can only discover this if we know how to use our thoughts and our and how we can use the Trivium method of study in the right way to reach the proper knowledge, okay? The principles of laws of nature express the seven basic and natural principles. These are the principles that serve as the keys of cosmic insight and access to the universe intelligence, okay? You must to know and to understand, not in the surface level, really to know and study to understand these laws of nature, the seven principles, the basic principles that nature operates. Okay, and I suggest you to read this book, The Kybalion, by the three initiates, to understand more deeper in these principles, because it's extremely important to understand and to teach people and to educate through these principles. Okay, the principles is something means most highly important in the first level. Is it something extremely important? No, have something above that. Is no, have more something important than this. And the first principle is mentalism. This means everything is mental. Our universe is mental. Everything starts in the mind. Any action starts in the mind. Any what we create, whatever we create in our reality, everything is mental. It's starting from the mind. Okay. The next one is the principle of correspondence. I call it the magical mirror. We mirror ourselves from within to without. As without, so within. So within, so without. As above, so below. As below, so above. This is a mirror. How we, from inside, we correspond that to outside as a mirror. And we see what we see in a collective reality that we live in. We can understand what is going on inside the people, because everything is from inside, outside is just a reflection, is a correspondence. The next principle is vibration. Everything is moving, everything is vibrate. The universe no have ending point. We all the time in evolutionary process to growth. In growth, okay? The universe want growth, and he never stands, is never static. You need to all the time moving. And you see also from the scientific point of view that everything is energy. Everything, even matter is not really exist as a matter. It's inside of energy, as waves, okay? And vibration is something. Everything is vibration, okay? The next principle is polarity. Everything have is pair, like hot and cold, small and big, plus and minus. As is the same energy, but is the extremes, have the extremes in different levels of temperature, different levels of, for example, is how much big or small. Or anything you can connect to this. Everything have the polarity, okay? But people not understand this is illusion, that they believe this is separated things. This is the same energy, but in different levels, okay? So we can also have is like love and chaos. Love and fear. Okay, love and fear is the same energy, but in different paradoxes, is in different levels, low or high. So this is means the principle of polarity that exists in any in all the nature. And the next one is principle of rhythm. The principle of rhythm is speak about like the pendulum swing, that swimming from the left to the right, and it's like a human consciousness. This is going up or down, and we see we can analyze this through the history that humanity crossed. We can see the level of consciousness, where direction is go, and what direction is will take in the future. Okay, as the consciousness, as in anything, is will be in principle of rhythm. This is natural principle. The next one is the huge one. I speak about more about this principle that people should understand, the principle of cause and effect, that any effect have its causes, that if you done something that you don't want someone do for you, harm you, and you do it for someone else, you cause something, you cause your harm also on you, okay? It will go back to you. It's like a karma, okay? And people stuck in the effects, they stuck in the suffering they create by themselves, and the chaos they create by themselves, and the causality they not understand, they cause that. Their actions in the past, that immoral actions, whatever they aware in that or no, they bring this, they create that effects. Okay, it's like a domino effect. It's not arrive in the in immediately way, is it will arrive in the some time that in the universe will do the arrangements for him to arrive in the right moment, in the right time. Okay. So it's extremely important to understand this principle of cause and effect, that any effect have its causes. Okay, we live in the world of causality. The The next one is principle of gender also appear in any levels of the nature, that anything have masculine and feminine aspect. Also, our brain have masculine and feminine aspect that we speak about a lot in my presentations, that we have the pillar of Boaz and Jachin, and the masculine and feminine, the sun and the moon. In ourselves, it doesn't mean if me a male or female, I have this both aspects that need to be alchemically together in harmony in my consciousness to arrive to the level that I'm balanced. I need this masculine and feminine inside me, need to be balanced and need to be alchemical wedding of this principle of gender. That in any also level of nature, the principle of gender is exist the same like a cup with water, that you put the water and the feminine all the time receive and receive the water inside, and the water is the masculine, is go penetrate the glass. Okay, anything have this concept of principle of gender in any thing you will look in nature is exist. Okay, so this is the seven principles. The principle of gender is the last one, and we have the eighth lost principle that usually people forget to explain about. This is the generative principle. This is the principle made as the container that contain all the other principles and embraces them. Generative principle is the birth principle, also known as a principle of care. Okay, this is feminine principle. This is means where we put our intention, there the will go the energy of growth. Okay, if we not care enough in what is going on in our society, in the world in general, that people not care enough about that, they not put the intention there, they not care, this is what they want to destroy, these dark occultists from the people, they want to disappear this generative principle, that creative principle, that you can see it as a flame in the heart, the fire in the heart that create. The power of create is like intelligent power. Intelligent in the world, intelligent have intellect and generative. This is combination of the two. You can be whatever you think you intelligent, but if you only intellectual and logical, you can scratch the numbers every day, all the day in mathematics and be genius, but it's not mean you really intelligent person, because you need the both sides, the generative, this is the feminine aspect, this is the creative aspect, this is what give care, the care in capital word, care is like care about really care about the justice, care about the nature, care about the truth and freedom. This is what real care is. If you care about yourself only and about your ego, is not the real care. This is the dark care. You just create more chaos in your life. This is not real generative principle. So this is the generative principle, the eighth lost principle. You see, you hold all the principles together as a container, as a seed, that seed have also the shield that protects the seed inside. Also, you can look at the eighth principle of natural law. You can see it as a seed and the shield around to protect all rest of the seven principles inside. So I want to talk about know thyself and know the universe. You need to understand yourself first before you understand the universe. Because all the answers and all the mysteries, my stories, is within us. Okay, we need to understand ourselves and we will understand the universe. And This picture from the Freemasonry, I'm sure people who see my content, they have some understanding about this image, because it's really inspiring, the image from the Freemasonry. And I want to explain something about Freemasonry. This is a system of morality veiled in allegory and illustration by symbols. Okay, this very powerful language. This is science of that back its roots to the ancient Egyptian mysteries that was the center of the all mysteries traditions. This is the real discovery of self. The Freemasonry, the esoteric Freemasonry, this is the really way to discover yourself through this symbology and this allegory. This is language of allegories. This is a full science. And if you see this image, is you can explain it as symbolic mirror of yourself. It's like temple of yourself. This is the inner temple of yourself. You can see it like this. This is the two pillars, Boaz and Jachin, that if you see the S and the B, the strength and the beauty and the wisdom in the middle, and you see the masculine and the feminine and the middle and the balance between them, that the masculine represents the solar light, the male, active, analytic, dominant, left brain. The feminine is the moon, darkness, feminine, passive, intuitive, compassion, right brain. They need to be in balance, both of these forces, like I explained in the principle of gender. They need to be in harmony. This is alchemical wedding that need to be in harmony to arrive to the real enlightenment and understanding of thyself, of yourself, and the universe. And this is the key to understand all the mysteries, my stories, how we operate in nature, and how the nature is operates, and how we operate in this reality. And to speak about morality, this teach morality. If people who really understand the esoteric Freemasonry, they understand this amazing way to explain the morality and the self-discovery process, okay? Through symbols and images. Okay, let's continue. Another image I want to share with you about, they speak about Odin from the Nordic tradition, ancient Nordic tradition, that also have a very, very powerful allegory to understand in this. He have the two ravens, Hugin and Munin, that representing the masculine and the feminine. And you see also the Skoll and Hati, the two wolves that chasing and want to hunt the moon and the sun, that sitting together and they in balance. And this is a very powerful allegory to understand, that Hugin and Munin, these two ravens that representing these forces of masculine and the feminine. This is a short story I want to share with you about Hugin and Munin. Fly every day over all the world, worry for Hugin that he might not return, but I worry more for Munin. Many of people of our ravens fly away and not return, so we must take care of them and feed them. Okay, they can fly away sometime. If we forget about them, we not care enough about justice, about natural law, about freedom and truth, and we not use the care principle, the generative principle, the feminine principle, or we not use the masculine also, we need to use also the masculine and the feminine in the harmony, that masculine is the self-defense, is the defense of the care, is the action, is the will power, that they need to be with us. We need to feed them all the time and not forget them, because they can fly away and not return. Okay, like the story of Odin. It's very interesting to see. I encourage you to see into this tradition. Also, I will not go deeper in this tradition in this presentation, but I speak about in this tradition in my previous videos, and I will explain more. Very interesting. So I will speak also about the mental imbalance. What is mental imbalance? If we have the imbalance of right or left brain, that our left or right brain more dominant, and we shut down the other side of the brain that need to be in harmony with both sides. But we, if we see as a person with the left brain imbalance, he seems to be more aggressive, more dominant, master thinking, want to control others. Okay, F people, they love to control all others and give orders. Moral relativism, that everyone have his moral. Moral is not exist as objective, not exist as a natural state of everything. Is just I can decide what moral, this country can decide what moral. For me is not moral, for you yes. This is a sickness and disease of the world that see through this lenses of moral relativism, okay? Have also the scientism. People believe in the scientific studies of organizations under government foundations, and it's just religion. Religion as everything else, like a government. People believe in this religion and not use the trivium method and not use their brain and not use their thoughts to discover what really true by themselves as individuals, but they believe in some scientists that tell them this is true, that because he is a scientist or he has I don't know. They just care about the money, okay? You need to understand that. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the what good for us as humanity or whatever you think they care. They don't care about nothing. They just care about their money and the cars they have in the garage, okay? So the next one, also the atheism. Not believe in higher force. Not exist higher force. Not exist at all. For them is not exist. And they believe in the government as a god or the science as a god. Usually these people who are atheists. That is completely the illness of the mind. This is the left brain balance. Have also the right brain balance, people, with religionists or their follower mindset. Okay? Submissive. No have free will. Not exist. Material is worthless, not worth nothing. The material world is just nothing for us, is evil, okay? God control everything. We know a free will to decide nothing. This is the right brain balance, okay? Also, I want to say to people, it's not mean if I'm right brain in balance and it's mean all the time I'm in the right brain. No. Example, if you have organization of workers and you have structure of hierarchy, have the most high hierarchy and the lowest workers, okay? You have your workers work under you, and you with them is a relationship of master thinking. You want to control them, you want to dictate these people, but you have also above you people who control you. And you need to listen to them in the higher degrees. So you became a right brain imbalance. You most of the way you left, but you also can be in the right because you not have this alchemical harmony between the genders, the masculine and feminine. So you became a submissive to someone else. Okay, you master with someone else, and this is the world of masters and slaves. This is what they create in the society of mental imbalance. Because they know very good how this principle is working. Okay? So I want to speak about the brain function a little bit. Because if we have the First of all, we have the neocortex. Okay, this is the part of the brain that separates us from the animal kingdom, that we more upgraded in the brain. We have the ability of reason stuff. We have the ability to we have the more high capacity of consciousness. We can find reason, we can study, we can we have a lot of things that animal not capable to do. Okay, so if we have also the limbic brain, that this is the emotional part of the brain, the mammal brain, and we have the survival brain, the reptile brain. Okay, so if we imbalance in the left brain, that we have the masculine imbalance in our brain, our survival brain, that this is the reptile brain, is working non-stop, the survival mode. Okay, we shut down the limbic brain at all, and it doesn't work. It's not working. Or if we in the right brain imbalance, we use only the limbic brain, but we forget about the reptile brain. It's not function anymore. It's not working properly. Okay, because have imbalance. And all this shut down our imagination through our pineal gland, that exists under the neocortex in the middle of the brain. And you can see it is interesting also. This structure of father, mother, and son, like thoughts, emotions, and actions, that we have the reptile brain, limbic brain, and neocortex, that is the son. It's something, combination between the reptile and the limbic brain. That evolutionary, the reptile and limbic brain is something more older, okay? It's something more elder. This is evolutionary process. This is very interesting to see how the brain is function, because it's extremely to understand how our brain is function, and if it's in balance, so we have problems, we shut down in parts in our brain we need to use, okay, and they not function because of that. To decode self-mysteries is essential to know and understand natural law. Okay? I put this picture of the goddess of Maat. Goddess who represent justice, natural law, order. And this is I will speak about the ancient Egyptian methods more in deep, but not so deeply in this presentation, but I will speak in my next videos as well. But it's interesting to see, we'll speak about this topic more in depth now. So what is natural law? Natural law is something eternal and universal laws that are inherent in all creation of nature. Okay? You cannot change that. You can recognize they exist. You can discover them, but you cannot change them. You cannot control them, and you cannot run away from them. Okay? Whatever you understand them or know them or no. Okay? That is nothing to do with human perception or thoughts. This is non-man-made laws. Non-man-made laws. They are eternal laws that cannot be changed. And these are the conditions that govern the consequences of human behaviors. For beings who have the capacity and ability to understand the difference between harmful and non-harmful behavior. Okay? Also here I put from Nordic tradition the god Thor, that represent the thunder and keep the justice in order, okay? If you have bad behaviors, bad income from your bad thoughts, you know, you do some immoral behavior, the Thor will kick you in the same level that you violate someone's boundaries or you violate someone's rights, okay? So it's very, very good allegory to see. I love this allegory. It's very powerful. Also about this topic I will speak about later on more deeper. And I want to say something to people that they will understand. If garbage will go inside us through media, through everything, education or whatever, without self-study, without self knowing yourself, garbage will go in and garbage will go out from your output, from your behavior. And more garbage will go out, more garbage we will see around us in the world. Okay, this is the laws of nature, you cannot change that. And this is what you see every year, more and more. More and more garbage. This is what you see. So we need to understand what the reasons and how we can solve this. Because this is the mental sickness that humanity need to heal from this. Okay? And one of them is to understand the natural law. And to understand how they operate. And to understand this eternal universal law inherent in nature. And you cannot change that. This is not man-made laws. This is not man-created laws. Okay? And this is govern the consequences of human behavior. Whatever you do, moral behavior or immoral, the consequences for you will be the same how you violate someone else's rights or you penetrate someone else's boundaries. The hammer of Thor will penetrate you in the same way. Okay? Understanding the laws of nature is meant to bring our consciousness into harmony with objective morality. This is what Goddess Maat represents. Harmony, morality, justice, natural law. Okay? And also I take from the tarot, the card, the justice. Okay? And it is explicitly states of what behavior causes damage to another being or which behavior does not cause damage to another being. We need to understand the differences. Any day by day, we need to understand the patterns. We need to recognize the patterns of what we see around us. Also in the collective way, in the conditions of humanity at all, as a human family we have, also about us as individuals, what we see around us, and recognize the patterns and recognize the difference in any behavior we take in the world, in our lives, if it's damage cause to someone else or no. Okay, we need to understand that the difference. If we not understand the difference, we start to be confused and this cause chaos all the time. Because we not understand the boundaries, we not understand we have self-ownership, okay? We don't need to be aggressive to someone, we don't need to hurt someone, to harm someone through our free will. We have free will, we don't need to abuse the skill we have, the free will, the present we get from the creator, the free will, we start to abuse that because we don't know how to use it in the proper way. You can use your free will, but if you cause damage to someone else, it will be consequences for that. This is what people need to understand. Natural law, also known as the laws of cause and effect. As I say in the previous slides, cause and effect. Also, you can call it as if people call it as a laws of karma. Also, with this is very good understanding from this word. Also, any effect have its causality. For every action exists its equal opposite reaction. Okay, any action I do have the reaction I get from this. Okay, and it's equal. As you see in this picture, is someone who understands the Egyptian, ancient Egyptian mythology is Anubis, the guide of the underworld, the guardian of the dead. This is the guardian of the afterlife. And you see he have the scale of justice. He have the scale of justice that between the heart and the feather of Maat, that we'll explain about feather of Maat soon. This is represent the truth. How our heart need to be in balance with truth. And you see behind, you have the beast between alligator and lion, okay? And he soul eater. And you, if you not in balance with truth and morality and justice, that the beast will eat your soul. Okay? This is amazing allegory, if you see this. In ancient Egyptian mythos, that you can see that this scales of justice, okay, this is like cause and effect. If one suffer, everyone will suffer. If at least one suffer in our reality, in humanity, everyone will suffer. This is the laws of nature. No one need to be suffered. We born to be free. We born to be free. We need to keep our rights. This is what we need to do, protect our rights. We need to care enough for our rights, for our freedom, for the truth, for nature. Nature means natar, from God. God laws, okay? Natar is God, from God. This is mean nature. The word nature means from God. So, you have also where the energy flows, your attention goes. Where is your attention goes? There will energy will flow. As you think, feel, and act, social you be. The real law of attraction. Okay, the people who think they know the law of attraction from the new age perspective, this is bullshit. This is not true law of the after attraction. This is the real law of attraction is bounded by these laws. You cannot ignore them. They exist. You have the free will, but you have the limitations of the natural law. That people who think they understand in the law of attraction, they think that they understand, but they don't understand the natural law. They don't understand how the law of attraction is working. Where our attention will go, there the energy will flow. If we will care enough about justice and freedom, there will energy will go more. Okay? Now I want to open a new topic that about feather of Maat. Feather of Maat. This is, first of all, I'll speak about little about Maat. This is a female goddess known as Maat in ancient Egyptian culture who represented the true justice, balance, morality, and natural law. If a person will successfully reach the afterlife by awakening their soul, the heart, okay, the soul, against the feather of truth of Maat, this is represent the state of embodiment of cosmic order and stability of the universe. Okay? This is what the feather of Maat means. This means the truth, the justice, the balance. And we need to balance ourselves. Our soul, our heart need to be in balance with this feather of Maat, of the true justice natural law. Amazing allegory to look. I have a lot of pictures I want to show, but I have limited time. But you can see the amazing allegory, how is explaining how we can reach to the morality through the ancient Egyptian culture, that this is the roots of all mystery traditions. Okay? This is the distinctive feature of her headdress. Less frequently, images of her shown without a head, instead replaced by their feather. In other images, the feather alone conveyed her presence. The feather has come to symbolize her being, as well as the justice, order, balance, and natural law of morality. Okay? This is representing her presence. Okay? Also, these pictures, you will see everywhere the image of Maat is with the feather on her head, or even without her head, the feather, and you need to understand what does that mean. Okay? So, have this image also very interesting with the feather on the head, also the wings, and also have a lot of images I want to show, but not in this presentation. So I want to explain about natural law and man's law. The man's law based on beliefs and thoughts, structure of thought. Okay, based of thought, based of beliefs, to belief to someone, belief to some organization, whatever, beliefs and thoughts from the individual human beings. It can be collected group that believe to someone else or some group of people, but is not based on the principles of truth inherent in creation itself. That is natural law. It's not man's law, okay? Natural law is in harmony with knowledge and truth, proper knowledge, through proper study as an individuals. Man's law is filled with fear of punishment. It's not means, this is what people scared. They're scared from the punishment. They're not scared if they not care about if it's moral or no. Okay? Most of the people, they don't know to what is moral means. Okay, this is the sad thing here. I also ask people around me, and they confused to explaining me what is morality. So the people not care about the morality, they care about not to be punished by the government, by the big daddy government, okay, that protect us, yani protect us, but no, they put fear in the people to not cross the laws they put, they write the main right. And it's not with harmony with knowledge of and truth. It's not means it's true. It's not under knowledge, under self-study, and harmony with nature. Okay? And most of the people I know, they are ready to do something for big amount of money, to do something immoral, whatever it is, they not care about morality. This is the sad thing. Universal applies and exists through the universe, regardless of location. Is universal laws that applies and exists through all the universe. Whatever your location is, it doesn't matter. Okay? And the man's law varies from place to place based on the will of the legislators. Okay? This means in this country maybe the weed is legal, there is not legal, there I can do this, there I cannot do that. No, this is a change from place to place. This is the moral relativism. This is a diseased mind of the people. They continue to believe and live moral relativism. They don't believe, have objective morality that exists in nature, inherent in nature, and it doesn't matter what place in the universe you go. This bounded in everywhere, okay? And through lack of understanding and knowledge, people don't know that, and they believe in moral relativism. This natural law is infinite and unchangeable, can apply as long as the universe exists, and cannot be changed. Man's law varies over time depending on the will of the legislators. As I say, this doesn't matter. This all the time will change as men write the laws. If men write the laws, it create chaos and suffering and not understanding the truth and not understanding the natural law. This is infinite, unchangeable. Consequences of human behavior and apply as long as the universe exists and cannot be changed at all, and is nothing to do with human thoughts and perceptions. And this new natural law is universal and applies and exists through universe regardless of location, whatever location it is. Okay. Right vs wrong behavior. How do we know if our behavior and action are right or wrong? Okay? Extremely important to understand. Okay? Right is based on truth. Wrong is based on is not based on truth, is based on the perceptions and the moral relativism that people think this is moral or no, but they don't know the objective morality that no change, the natural laws that inherit in nature, okay? So this is the truth. Right is moral, wrong is immoral. Right is initiation of action that is not harmful to other living being. You have the free will to make whatever you want. You have the free will to do, to make the action you want. But you need to understand, you need to know that you're not harmful to other living being. You not get harm someone else. Okay? Because you don't have the right to take the rights of someone else or to penetrate his boundaries or take away his rights or harmful with him in some way, hurt him, okay? The wrong way is initiation of action, of violence, okay? That is harmful to another living being. This is a violence. You violate someone's rights, you penetrate someone's boundaries, okay? Every human being has his free will to behave and act in whatever way he chooses, as long as he does not harm or harm another living being. Okay? Extremely important to understand. Immoral behavior. What is immoral behavior? An action defined as immoral behavior that harms a person or any other living thing will include at least one of the following things: murder, rape, theft, attack, trespass, coercion. In some way, all of this is like a theft, because you take something that not belongs to you. All of these things mentioned above contain in some way a theft, okay? In some does no, one of these things above, he takes for the living being something that does not belong to him, life or self-well-being, freedom of choose of with who makes sexual relationships, go and trespass to someone else's property, okay? Coercion, take the free will of someone else. You're stealing, you theft the free will of someone else. And I put the Mjolnir here that is represent the Thor hammer that penetrates someone else who someone else who violate the rights of someone else or take his rights or penetrate his boundaries. The Mjolnir of Thor will penetrate him in the same level he penetrates someone else or take the rights of someone else or harm to someone else. This is keep the justice. This is a symbol that keeps the justice and order and natural law. So, thank you to listen me. I want to remind that I have initiation and consultation services like tap into your mystical power and wisdom through ancient Nordic runes and tarot reading. Receive a guidance of natural law of creation, astrological guidance, and dive into your spiritual diagnostics and find your life path orientation based on your spiritual diagnostics. And I deal with animal and human relationships, like with dogs and animals. Any questions you have, you can email me. And you can enter to the website if you want to donate any amount you want. It will be blessed. Because we want to cooperate with you to make this platform to grow. And to be more... to give the message in the most high quality. Because it's extremely important, especially in these days, that we live in such a slavery and chaos state of our world now is very, very, very not in the place of freedom. Because it's our moral obligation to give this knowledge and guide people and teach them natural law and true morality and help them in their spiritual path. That I have also the initiation and consultation services that I can help people also to find their way and know about themselves more, about the occult knowledge and sciences and other stuff. If you have some questions, you can apply, you can text me in email. Okay, so thank you to listen to me. We'll see you soon. Stay encouraged and empowered and do the great work. Talk with each other. Give the message. Not you need to get the courage to do something, to speak and to talk, and to develop your freedom of speech skill. Okay, so thank you to listen to me. Here is Steven Mager, your host. We'll see you in the next chapter. Bye bye.